Paul, games after break can always be interesting. And how do you think your feel your team did tonight?
I thought our performance was good. I thought it built. About 5 minutes there at the end of the first where we were spending a lot of time on our end. But other than that, for the first game back after the break, it was good. It was well thought about. You know, I didn't think we made a lot of foolish plays. We pretty direct, pretty simple game.
Big injury, of course, with Jacob going down. How do you feel the defense kind of
responded? I like the groupings. I like the pairs. I think they all they were all good. So we got the right kind of minutes out of Sherratt. Pullman played well. Dustin Byfuglien was very, very strong tonight. His gap was good, physical, moved the puck well, and I like the way our back end played. They've got a very dynamic team, very difficult to defend, and you saw it at times, but we did a much better job of it here than we did in Tampa.
Michael said he didn't get into around noon today, comes out and wins and against the best team in the league. At least on paper. How do you feel he did tonight?
Well, I liked his game. I thought the got off to a decent start. I mean, he gets the breakaway in there, and you'd like to give him a few shots to warm up to. It was good. He made two or three good saves. I thought our penalty kill did a pretty good job giving him a readable shot, but he was good on those shots. Those are good shooters. I thought he settled into the game and then looked like he was relaxed playing.
Paul, Dustin Byfuglien looked especially ornery right from the first shift. When you see him engaged like that right off the hop, I know he took the penalty, but yeah. Is there part of you that really likes to see him in that mood?
Dustin's played, the quality of his play has been very high this year. I know the points are things that people look at, but and he'd love to play more minutes, and that's the sacrifice that a bunch of our players have to make with the team that we have. But there's no doubt rhythm is important for those guys, and when he gets out into a 25-minute rhythm, you can get a game out of him like that. He was outstanding.
That fourth line had a couple shifts where they seemed to really hem yep. Tampa Bay in, and Kyle Connor obviously got the goal there. What did you like? Did you like the speed you have on the wings there?
So it's a slightly different looking line than that original Perreault and Armia look. But the speed and the quickness are something that they can really use. Matt Hendricks, a real good conscience on the line of playing off people. And when it's so much easier to play off players with speed, they're in on the forecheck. They were good.
And just finally, another perfect night on the penalty kill with missing Trouba and Kulikov.
Yeah.
Is it other guys stepping up?
The other guys on the back end, but having Adam back in the lineup makes a difference, right? So we had another penalty killer in, and when you get Andrew Kopp in the penalty box or one of those guys goes to the box, you're still running six guys that can kill. So a little more depth up front. Agreed, we lost some depth on our blue line, but the penalty kill's gotten better for sure.
Paul, what did Brandon Tanev give you tonight? Obviously drew a couple penalties at the back check on point. I mean, what did it mean to...
And finished a bunch of hits. I thought as we got a little bit more physical in the second period, we started to get a little bit more zone time, and he was a really important part to that.
Power play's obviously been a huge weapon. What's it meant to have that this year, especially at 5-on-3 here, kind of turn the game around for you guys?
It's won us hockey games. It's scored us goals. But one of the great kind of side benefits of it, when you have offensive players, there's a pressure there to score. If your power play's not going, then they've got to find those numbers 5-on-5, and you find them cheating a little bit more. And that's not a fair word with our group because I don't think we have a whole lot of it. The pressure's there for them to put numbers up. And if your power play's not going, it builds frustration in your room. So we don't have that now. We had a lot of confidence on it when we aren't scoring. Like in the last few games, we didn't score a lot, but we had good chances, so you don't lose confidence in the game. But you got two units that both really feel they can get it done, and they've proven they can.
Touched on Michael. I mean, he's obviously had great numbers in the AHL. What does it mean for him to translate that at this level? I know, obviously, small sample, but knowing what you know about him and knowing you'll need to lean on somebody else this month, I mean, what does that mean in the big picture?
Big picture, it's very, very important. Any team loses a goaltender, that's a real problem for you to have the kind of depth that we have in that really key. But you kind of in the backup goaltending world, you kind of constantly have to reestablish yourself. You know, you you aren't given that 3 or 4 game or even at times longer run with your number one guy, that if he's not on his game, he still gets reps, gets put back in the net. And the backup role is very unforgiving. So you need to go in and have success. And you know, he was here when we got real young for a couple of years, and it was tough standing in between the pipes certain nights, and his numbers reflected that. Now we got to play behind a pretty good team here tonight as well, and against a good team, and he played well.